He had no sooner said his piece and turned around when he spied a man across the street.
Monahan!
What?
I says, is you Dooley Monahan?
Who's asking?
Alf Baylor. And you gunned down my brother over cars.
Get inside and lay low.
Monahan had failed to notice the hotel's front entrance, a simple thing at best, where the door briefly opened, just a crack, then closed. On the other side of the door stood Julia, suddenly wide-eyed and shaking with terror.
Should we wait for your brother?
He'll get here when he gets here.
Now let's get on with it.
Alf went for his gun, forcing the old cowboy into action. The Colt slid easily from its holster, felt right in Monahan's hand. He fired at the very instant Alf did. They both missed.
Damn! Now you hold still, you liver-spotted old hop-toad!
Before Alf had a chance to accuse him of dodging and weaving again, Monahan opened fire, pulling the trigger for all he was worth. Every single bullet missed, although he put a hole through the post Alf was standing beside.
You out of lead, Monahan?
I am that. Don't suppose you'd mind if I took a walk over to my saddlebags for bullets?
Why? No, Monahan! You already had your shots. Used them all up.
Slowly, he lifted his arm and leveled his pistol at Monahan.
Now you're a dead man.
Monahan quickly hit the ground, scrambling quickly toward his saddlebags and the half-full box of ammunition he knew was there. But his old legs didn't carry him as fast as he wanted, no matter how strongly he willed them to. When the next shot came, he saw General Grant start bucking.
Damn you, Alf Baylor!
Monahan dug into his saddlebag, and miracle of miracles, his fingers landed directly on the cartridge box.
Damn!
Without further thought, he wheeled around, dropped into a squat, loaded the pistol, and took careful aim at Alf Baylor. But Alf had dropped his gun and was staring down stupidly at his wrist, which he cradled before him. Blood dripped down and spattered on the boards at his feet.
It's not fair!
What you talking about, fool?
Not fair! You sending some fancy trick dog out here to bite me?
Mayor took off my hand, he did!
Blue?
Butch Sweeney stepped out of the mouth of an alley down the way. His rifle was out and pointed square at Alf Baylor's head.
You shot up, Dooley? Nope!
Monahan silently thanked God his opponent was as bad a marksman as he was. Before he could form a word to ask Sweeney where the hell Alf's brother was, he had a face full of a wagging, wriggling, and licking blue dog.
You're under arrest, Alf. Stay where you are.
Once he finally got the dog peeled off him and climbed back up to his feet, he saw that the sheriff had taken Alf into custody. He was cuffed, anyway. One of the men who had been in the posse the other day, a deputy, Monahan was pretty sure, had taken possession of Alf's gun and was marching the shooter toward the jailhouse. The sheriff turned toward the crowd that had gathered.
All right, everyone, please go back to your business. The entertainment's over. Let's get at him.
He continued watching as Sweeney reached the mob across the street and had words with the sheriff. They didn't exactly look friendly.
Blue, let's you and me go see the General Grant. Darned if I don't half think you understand every word that's said inside your earshot, you old furball.
Blue and Monahan turned their backs on the crowd across the way. Monahan swung himself over the fence and walked toward General Grant.
How you doing, big feller? That nasty old Alf hit you with a lucky shot. Pretty certain he didn't do much more than surprise you, old son.
He reached up, gave General Grant's forehead a good rub, and then, with Blue standing out front and giving the general the eye, Monahan went over the horse, inch by inch. Up the street, Dev Baylor stood in an alley's shadows, angrily and rhythmically clenching and unclenching his fists as he watched his brother being marched into the jail across the road.
Damn idiot.
He'd known for years Alf was a bad shot, but he'd rarely had a chance to see him demonstrate the fact so publicly. There'd been nothing he could do to help him out. Alf had chosen a most public place to gun down Monahan, and there was paper out on both brothers. Dev had been forced to watch from the shadows and hold his fire, even though Monahan would have been a fairly easy shot, standing right out in the open as he'd been. The whole situation was just plain embarrassing, that's what it was. Alf had let Monahan take the chance to reload. That was inexcusable to Dev's way of thinking. Of course, due to there being a kink in the road, he hadn't seen that Alf was bleeding until the deputy hauled him off. Just what had happened to bring that much blood was another thing entirely.
Be just like old Alf to go and shoot himself now, wouldn't it?
But it wasn't the time to figure that out. It was time to figure a way to break Alf out of jail. Not that the concept had Dev exactly quaking in his boots. It was something he'd done countless times before, and one he would probably be called upon to do many times in the future. He looked across the street toward the sheriff's office again. The place was bubbling with activity. Well, for a little town like Iron Creek. He reached into his pocket, pulled out a ready-made, and lit it. The deputy emerged from the front door and assumed position to stand guard. The rifle was held across his chest, and his face appeared to be practicing a mean and menacing look. He wasn't very good at the last part. Dev moved back a little, but not so far that he couldn't see the sheriff's yawning doorway. If he held his head just right, he could make out the shadow falling across Alf's grimy trouser leg at the back of the building, behind a row of iron bars.
You never could do anything the easy way, could you, Alf?